We are holding, where are we holding? So what's up, right. Oh, so we were doing it based on the Aleph Yudaf and the We were holding it based on the Aleph actually. We had that, it was a quick recap on the Sugya. We had the din, you have to be chaker the Edim. You have to interrogate the Edim, you have to ask them certain questions, and if they make a mistake, then sometimes it doesn't matter too much. So what's called a mistake? So he said, if they mistake one day of the date, and then taking the date by one day, he said, that's not so terrible, because one knew that the previous month was a leap month, and the other one didn't. So what about hours? And that's where we had the Moedik of Achleik, Sim, and Chilin Meir, and the Yudah. Yeah, they're what? So Meir said that if they say one says on the second hour of the day, and one says on the third hour of the day, so he said, that's okay. Why is that okay? Because people make a mistake. Well, we'll see what that meant. But if one says on the third and one says on the fifth, that's a problem. So we have two mahalkim in the Gemara. Why did the Rameh say from 2 to 3 is okay? And why did the Yehuda say from 3 to 5 is okay? So it's a quick recap, a quick chazor about Peh. The first mahalak of the Gemara said the Rameh holds hasn't coming any mistakes. And therefore, why is it okay if one said the second, one said the third? Because we said the second meant the end of the second, and the third meant the beginning of the third. They're really talking about the same time. And therefore, we can accept the ages. And Rabbi Yehuda said the person can make a mistake of half an hour. And therefore, when one said the third, one said the fifth, really meant the end of the third, and he meant the beginning of the fifth. And the story happened halfway through the fourth hour. And that's the main mistake of half an hour. That's what the Gemara said to explain the main Hebrew. But the Gemara retracted that. The Gemara changed its thought and said, no. According to Rameya, Rameya, a person can make a slight mistake when he said the second hour. He meant Taka sometime at the end of the second hour, and when he said the third hour, he meant sometime at the beginning of the third hour. There was a slight discrepancy, that's okay. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person can make a mistake of up to an hour and a little bit. So when he said the second, he said third, or he's the fifth. So the story actually happens either the beginning of the fifth or the end of the third, and there's an hour mistake between them. Well, so what was the problem with these malchim? And I remember what the Gemara asked him. What was wrong? The problem to Rav, and Rav said that can't be pshat. Why can't that be pshat? Can't be pshat. There's Rav, I can't be pshat. Why? Yeah, rather than like these pshat.
Rather than like the maximum position.
Yeah, but why? What does Rava not like about it?
Did he not say that a fire only begins with a minimum position, that a fire is by approaching the minimum position, it's always going to require a better achievement and that it doesn't happen, that's the first.
The first part you said is good, right?
I'm not sure what it was made
for the moment. Someone said,
not
worth it
in your mental
set. No, that's not the case. Rob has a serious issue with Abai's way of thinking. What's Abai saying? That really, you can only make a mistake after an hour, let's say. And when he said the third, he meant the end of the third. And the story happened at the beginning of the third. So therefore we can accept this. It's all assuming. What are we assuming? When he said the third, he meant the end of the third. But who says? Maybe he meant the beginning of the third. So why don't we have to further interrogate to check out, well, excuse me, what do you mean? Do you mean the end of the third or the beginning of the third? So we should, we can't accept such ages. We have a chiyuv to try and interrogate a bit further. That's what he's saying by what you said, minimalistic. He's very good. I mean, he's saying there's only a very small amount of error that they can make. And we're assuming that they made that small amount of error no more. Who says? Make a bit more of assumption and find out. Make some more interrogation. So Rava therefore disagrees eat with this mahala. And Rava said that no, they can make a very much wider mistake between them. Now, Sekundra Meir, the person can make almost 2 hours of a mistake. So when he said the second hour, he meant, even if he's meant the beginning of the second hour, and the story actually happened at the end of the third hour, a person can make that amount of mistake. And maybe there's much more. Perhaps you can make even more than that. From the third hour until the end of the fifth, which is almost three hours mistake, a person can make such a mistake. And that's why we send the Eidus, because when he says it's third, and the story actually happens at the end of the fifth, even if he meant the beginning of the third, a person can make such a mistake. So his Eidus is compatible with the other test.
What's the interval at the end?
What's the task? What's the task?
You mean at the beginning of the second hour, or you mean at the end of the second hour?
What's the difference?
It will help me know more information I'm trying to get.
Because the person doesn't know. The person makes mistakes. If he said if a person makes mistakes, almost 3 hours. So it doesn't even make a difference to us if you meant the end of the third or the beginning of the third. Because all in that span is what he makes the thing. So let's say he meant that at the beginning of the third, and the story happened at the end of the fifth. It still fits in with him, because he thought it was the beginning of the third. In actual fact, it was the end of the fifth, so a person can make such a mistake. Yeah. Kunzapai, that's Robert's question. Why don't we interrogate more? We should interrogate more. The answer is, question. So we mentioned last week that I didn't find anyone who explained what Abai would say to answer this.
Was there not a concern about getting to learn? Was there not a concern that if you ask a question, you might need a monster to answer? What concern was that? You might change the testimony?
No. Okay, so that's the goal that took us till where we learned last week on Thursday, which was till tonight. So I want to do this tesis here on the Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The first tesis is Aleph Amud Beis today. Remember, we said here that if they make a mistake of a date, one day in the date, the lo nora, it doesn't matter. Why? Because we say that the person can make a mistake about Ibrahim. It's a very basic question that this is asked. Based on what we've learned just now, we should really have the basic question. That, what are we saying? We can assume that one made a mistake, one didn't know about the Ibrahim, one didn't know about the Ibrahim. But the question is, don't make assumptions. What right do you have to make assumptions? That's what Robert's question was on Abai. Why make assumptions? How can we assume a person, one knew about the Ibrahim, one didn't know about the Ibrahim? Don't make such an assumption. Find out. Ask him. Did you know about the Ibrahim or not? That's the question that Tosafot go over here. Who are these? And Tosafot. At the top of the Amud, Yud Aleph from the base of the muscles there, Yodah B'Ibrahim and Tosafot. Who are these? So let me do some introductory words first. Radin Dav Motzi Lemim. Similarly, we could have said Ze Yoda Bichitzreinu Shachodesh. This one knew about that the previous month was not a leap month. Ze Lo Yoda, and this one didn't know. The Chodesh of Achos Lahaya, that this one was lacking. So says that we're picking one away, but could have said the other way as well. But here comes the question that we. No, we bothered about it. Hikshir Yivot. Hikshir Yivot. Uma ilu daikino. And if it would be that we would interrogate a little bit further, Bahani Sadi needs aiding. And we find out the Trevayu, Yodi, Bibu, Shachaydesh, and they both knew that the previous month was a leap month. Vavere Eidus Mokheshes, and therefore the Eidus is an Eidus Mokheshes, it's a contradiction, not compatible Eidus. Echneikum, Enikum, Isfeika. How can we go and get up and kill this person based on a sound assumption? An assumption is probably the worst of all you could do in life. Yeah, how can you assume anything? Yeah, you're here, you're going to kill somebody based on this assumption. Yeah, and one guy saying, you know, that happened on the 2nd of the month. The other guy said, that happened on the 3rd of the month. And we say, no problem. They're very compatible. We'll tell you, you know why? Because the one who says that happened on the 2nd of the month, he... He knew about the Ibrah Chedesh. Well, that's called the Chilasami school. Right? He knew about the Ibrah Chedesh. And the one who said the 3rd of the month, he didn't. And therefore he thought the previous month was only one day less. And therefore the month, this month started already. How can we do that? Maybe they both knew that the previous month was an elite month. And they're lying. One said 2nd because he said that happened on the 2nd. One said on the 3rd. So how can we accept such evils? The Ochi Parish Besomach. That's what we asked. Mama says, well, Rabbi's question was an Abaye. Rabbi asked an Abaye, how can you tell me that? We'll assume he meant the end of the 3rd hour and he meant the beginning of the 5th hour. Who says? How can you make assumptions and kill somebody based on that? It's the same question on the Mishnah here. So now, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin which discusses whether you can kill somebody al pi roif. So normally we try not to kill people based on roif. Roif people if we have a lot of Yidden and Goyim here, and the majority are Yidden, but there's also Goyim here, so we don't say, well, you know what, the majority are Yidden and somebody threw in a stone and killed one of them, and I don't know who it was, okay, we'll take on each other Yid, and therefore we'll kill the murderer. No, we don't say that, right? Because we don't go Basar Roif. So the Gemara then gives the list of cases where we do go Basar Roif. We go Basar Roif, Gemara and Sanhedrin, even to kill somebody. And one of them is this case. If one said 2nd, one said 3rd, so we 2nd of the month, and one said 3rd of the month, we can kill the accused. Why? Because one knew the month and one didn't. And right people don't know about the Ibrah Chedesh. So therefore we can rely on the fact that he didn't know about it and said that they're saying the truth. Right people don't know about what went on, the exact date. Therefore we can accept 1 second was wrong. So Taisa says, the Gemara there says you can rely on right. So what's my question about? I've got a question that we should interrogate further. No, the Gemara says you can rely on right. That's absurd, because it's right, the Gemara. So what's my question about? Yeah, but what's your...
There's a very small line of questions that I don't think the fact that we're talking about... Okay, she says, most people don't know the Ibrah Chedesh. I have an answer to that, I would say. Most people don't know the Ibrah Chedesh a day or two after it happened. But okay. It
happened mid-month,
but later on,
I'm sure it happened. Okay, could be. Could be. I don't have a right idea. So it depends if the Shluchim come or not. It depends if the messages come. From Basin. Otherwise, how would they ever know? Depends if the Basin should send out messengers.
Right.
So it depends if the messenger would come to that place.
Right.
Otherwise, how would he ever know? If what day they made Jewish Chedesh. Even if in the 18th of the month, how would you know? Okay, so you're following up. Oh, definitely on the 3rd and the 5th, most people don't know. So, great taste is if most people don't know, then I don't have a question on that I have, right? So, taste, that's not an answer. Don't tell me that Gemara. I know you're going to bring me that Gemara and tell it. It's not going to help me. Because that's true to most people, but why do you have to be Mavari? Try and be Mavari. I've got the big Ben Soya, Dag, Mehocha, Zeruba, the Inshiyah, VD, Ditoi, Vibu, Ziyafi. Even though the Gemara and Sanhedrin said, it's Midaik from Mehocha. It's Midaik. In first, from here, Zeruba, the Inshi. Then most people, VD, Ditoi, tend to make a mistake, Vibu, Ziyafi, about when they extend the month or not. From this case. Mikol Mokoy Manasid in Nidaktik Ben. What do we lose by asking? Yeah, so you're not right. But why can't you check up? And if you checked up and you find out that these are the Nidaktik, then who know about it? So why can't we accept this? Now how can we accept such Jesus? Ask them. How many days was last month? And if they both say it was days, 30 day months, then we know they're lying. Who is it? They come to base and they say, 1 to 7 in a month, 1 to 7 in a month. They say, yes, tell me please, how many days was last month? While they're there in Basin, how many days was last month? They'll say 30, and he'll say 30. I'm like, okay, so you're lying, it's cultural. But most people don't know. But these people do know. We ask them, they know. So they're obviously lying. So what does it bother us? Why can't we ask them? Why can't we do a further interrogation to ask them what day of the month, how many days was the previous month? Very good catch.
We never heard people that they were.
They could say. But well, let's ask them. And if they would say, that one says, I don't know, I really don't know, and I thought there was no Ibn Khaydash, and therefore I said the third. So okay, we accept your Jesus. But if both say, no, actually I know there were 30 days last month, so they're not saying the truth. So let's do that interrogation, let's find out a little bit more.
If they both say, I don't know.
Very good. So why are you saying second and third? Because I was guessing there was elite month. I didn't know. I was guessing. Maybe. The Ishmael answers faces. You're wrong. We did do that interrogation. We did ask them. We asked them how many days was the next was the previous month. How did we ask them? Not by telling them how many days the previous month, but we asked them in a roundabout way. Because the Achad Aikinam Bushafi. Even the Shaila Luhu, since we asked them, Be'ezah Yahim, which day of the week it was. Ve'kamechav l'liyayim echad. And they both said they were the same day of the week. Shmami Nosh, is there loyodah? We now know that one of them knew and one of them didn't know. How could they both say the different days, but the same day of the week? How can that be? Must because we now know that one knew about it, one didn't know about it. Here Bernard, Kishmak and Teres. So we ask them what date of the month it was, and they tell us. And then we say, but what day of the week, and they say, and they both say the same day of the week. Now the same day of the week doesn't match the dates. How can it be? You're saying Wednesday, the 2nd of, let's say Thursday, the 2nd of Sivan, to be accurate, right? Thursday, the 2nd of Sivan, and the other one says Thursday, the 3rd of Sivan. So make up your minds. That in mind, it was really Thursday. They're both saying it was Thursday. One thought that Iyar was a 30-day month. And therefore he said it was Yossi. The Iyar was a 30-day month, and therefore he said Thursday was the 2nd. And the other one thought that Iyar was a 29-day month, and therefore he said that Thursday was the 3rd. Right? Right? And therefore, that's where possibly we did. We made that interrogation.
They both say Thursday, the 3rd, the 5th, whatever you want. And then if we want to have a day, Thursday, then
yes, you should ask a good hour. You should ask a good hour. Either by saying Thursday. Then so what day they said? Let's say one said the 3rd of the month, one said the 5th of the month. They said Thursday. So you must be making a mistake in your date. But why should we not accept the ages? Yeah, that's your question. That's your question. If we're saying that since he said the same day of the week, then it doesn't bother us that they made a mistake in the day, because we know they're talking about the same day. So now what's the difference how far away they were in their dates? Whether it's one day apart or 2 days apart, even if 2 days apart, in 2 days apart, they said the same day, and then obviously they made a mistake on the date, but they're talking about the same day. Why? But they're saying the same day, so they're obviously making a mistake in the day. No, there's no way to make them the same. One thing 4 in the morning, one thing 4 in the afternoon. Here they're saying the same day, and we know obviously. But it doesn't make any sense what they're saying. Ask it. How can you say the same day, but it's the wrong day? So then I got mixed up. Okay. You're happy with that?
Well,
I'm not saying they made a mistake in the date. What's the big deal? No mistake in the testimony. We both accurately happened on a Thursday. I got mixed up. You know what day of the month is today? The non-Jewish month? I don't. I guess it must be around the 9th. So, it turns out it happens to be the 9th. I guess right. And or maybe some of the things is the 7th.
You're not going to know.
I did, I asked them, I said, what day is it? And they told me the date, so I know which day it is. I made a mistake. So better say, maybe we should clarify more to say, are you sure of that? Let's say that. Okay, we did. How do we clarify more? We asked them what day of the week it was. So vice versa, they weren't sure. Like the 2nd and the 3rd, we do the 5th and the 5th.
Well, we asked them what day of the week it was, and they agreed it was both Thursday. We both said it was Thursday, so they differed on 3 days.
Oh, 3 days or 2 days.
Whatever it is. Well, how do you know the mistake they're making is on the date here that they're looking at the 2nd day of the week? When?
Because, what do you mean, made them make a mistake on the 7th?
They both agree on the 7th. This guy said it happened on the 3rd, and this guy said it happened on the 7th. They both said it was the 3rd day. So maybe their mistake was that they were their mistake. He thought it was Thursday, and it was Tuesday. I don't know what the mistake is.
Okay.
When they both say Thursday, and either the 2nd or the 3rd, then there's an outlet, you can understand it's an alibi.
People can make a mistake of Oba Chayish.
Yeah, but 3 days apart, they're both saying the same date. The dates are off by a lot. And at that point, you're in no basis to determine where the
mistake is. Okay, I hear your point. Tayshus doesn't understand like you. We'll see. Tayshus understands that it makes sense. People can make mistakes in dates. As long as they're compatible in the day of the week, the day of the week would be Kuvan. But we'll see. Tayshus got, I hear your point. Tayshus got a different way. Huh? You do ask for the day of the week. Oh, you can come to anything, because if it's a week away, then maybe you can't. But no, I hear. So let's see Tayshus, then we'll pay out. So Tayshus, they might ask these questions, maybe ask something else first. But this question is sure asked, and the question of Tayshus, but later on. So first, they've got a different question, but much more of a question in Pshat that we should have asked. Mind Sanhedrin said that from this Mishnah, what do we see? That we kill people based on race. And since most people make a mistake in faith, we can accept the ages. Right? So the question is, why did he say it? What did he see about race? Here we interrogate it further and we find out that they said the same day of the month, of the week. And they said the same day of the week, because we know they made a mistake of the previous month. Right? So what's it going to do with race? Race people make a mistake. Race people make a mistake here, and we do the further interrogation. And we now know with a certainty that this guy made a mistake. So what's it got to do with race? So Tayshus says a very interesting place. Tayshus says, Mikol Mokai, you see where it is? It's like in the middle of Tayshus there. Mikol Mokai, yeah. Shafi Meshiach, mi Ben Tzoyah Omoyah. We say it was very well proved in Ben Tzoyah Omoyah. Mehacha, from El Mishnah, the Zinan Basaruba, the Dinah Nefoshis. That we do follow the majority when it comes to Dinah Nefoshis, capital punishment. The Ruba Tzoy Bibur Diach. From here we see the Ruba. Why? If we wouldn't go according to the majority, then Kivan Shezer Oyme Bishnayim. As soon as one said the 2nd of the month, Vizer Oyme Bishalosh, Shlosha, and Alvon said on the 3rd, Miyad Haveli Mukhoshim. They're already contradicting each other. If it was them, correct themselves. And B, oh no, we both mean the same day. That's called Kivin Shehigid Shuv Eina Chayza Omagid. It's a Kala principle. Then once a person has said a testimony, Kivin Shehigid Shuv Eina Chayza Omagid, he cannot correct himself. If somebody comes to the base and they ask him, what color clothes is he wearing? And he says blue. And after 6 days, he said, you know, actually it was green. I can't accept that. Because we said it was blue, that's what it was. As soon as he said something, suddenly in a chayz or magis, it was invasive. See, what did he say? He said it was the second of the month. And then he said it was on a Thursday. Well, Thursday was the third of the month. So that's suddenly in a chayz or magis. We can't accept your Eidus. How can we accept your Eidus? You say on the second of the month. But since Rav Anoshim make mistakes in Ibn the Yalcha, so when you said the second of the month, and you said Thursday, there's no contradiction between them. There's no chesar in Shuv Eino Choyza Omagid. There's no chesar in Sheigid Shuv Eino Choyza Omagid, because the these two statements are compatible with one another.
If he's
in Beis Din, any agency you say in Beis Din, you can't change after the Beis Din. Then they ask him what day it is. It's really after day zero. What day it is? He can't now say it was the third. Then it's just here because Thursday was the third. Right? But since right people make such a mistake, therefore we say these two ages, these two statements are compatible with one another, we can accept them, and it's not in a chayza or magis. So now everything is geschmack. Take us the kasha. Why don't we interrogate further? Says that yes, we do, and we know they made a mistake of the date. Because we did interrogate further, we asked what day it was. If you know what day it is, then what's the Gemara saying that right people make a mistake? What's the last minute? In this case, I know they made a mistake. Says so no, because it wouldn't be for the right. We couldn't accept the date to happen on the same day. Because they've already said the difference in dates, and the date doesn't match with the date. So the Eina Chayza Omagid would have to keep the fact that it was the second of the month. And that would be not compatible. The thing's right, therefore it's good.
Is that under the house of London?
Oh, very good. And with the answer to the sure very good. Since only three people make a mistake of one day, but not 2 days, so if one would say the third of the month, and one would say the fifth of the month, although they're saying the same day, we can't accept it. Because, why can't we accept it? Because Kim Shehigid, Shulvein Echazel Magid, I think that was on a Thursday, but he's talking about on the second of the month. And the second of the month is already the fifth of the month. Thursday is the fifth of the month, so we can't accept it. That's why, very good, that answers your question. Teda says thesis. If one says it happened on the third of the month, and one says on the fifth of the month, it does some betela. This is possible. Even though they both happen to say the same edus regarding the day of the week. But I mean at the Derby Stable, we don't say, you know, maybe they made a mistake of two leap months. Why? Why don't we do that? Because since the betrayed Ibu Loita Inchi, since two months people don't make such a mistake, we don't have a really people make such a mistake. Chasmina lo chayza omagid. This would be considered that a chayza omagid. Kim Seigit, Shalena chayza omagid. So you've said it's the third of the month. Sorry, you can't tell me it's Thursday. Because Thursday wasn't the third of the month. Thursday was the fifth. No, but I made a mistake too bad. Kim Seigit, Shalena. Yeah, sure.
And if you were to answer, I don't know what his month, I do know it's Tuesday, then that's already possible because of the
One of the beauties of this shir, one of the most exciting things of our shir HaChabur, are the participants. And this week, Chris Atoya had a panic shayla coming to me. Shir came running to me and said, I just suddenly realized So do you know what Shemitah cycle we're in? Of the Yovel? Do you know which Shemitah cycle the Yovel we're in? He said, no, I don't. So you can't accept any Eidos anymore. Because one of the questions was, one of the questions was, which Shavuah, which Shemitah cycle is? And you have to answer, you can't say, I don't know. So no Eidos anymore. Yeah? Very good. Baruch Hashem. He's living with our Shiv, with the Mohit learning.
What is the cycle
of the Yovel? You know which one is? There isn't. Yeah, we don't have you even. Yeah, say no. So you don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I have a
first line of faith. Yeah, but the halacha was you can't accept any of them. And all the chakirs, any of these moves, so it's keep coming up. One thing I want to say, we've gone to the middle. Yeah.
So, okay, so.
This one knew the previous month was not a leap month, right? Which is by the majority of people. Meaning that he knew it was a leap month. Right? So he was from the minority who knew from the leap month. Right? So it's a thing. What did the Matzah mean? Is there Yodah Rechitzen Shechidish? This one knew that Tzak of the previous month was only a very small month, only 30 days, only 29 days. But there was Yodah Rechitzen Shechidish. He didn't know it was only 29 days. Because he knew it was 30 days.
Yeah.
So what's your question?
The question is, the majority of people, you can't say the majority of people don't know when days are added to the month. It's also to say that the majority of people don't know that one month are
cut them. And some people just don't know what happens.
Right.
They just don't know what happens. They don't know if it was more or less. It's not that the majority that know it was 30 or Johnson that know 29. They just don't know.
That's
a mathematical impossibility.
Okay.
Right? Plus why? Why is it impossible? People don't know. Very simple. People don't know what the basis is.
At that you could say that an equal amount of people, there's half people know, half people don't know. And to say that the majority, 50 plus 1,
80% of people don't know what the basin did.
What?
80% of people don't know what the basin did. What's the problem? 85% of you are aged, then the people don't know what the base inside is. Was it a 30-day month or 29-day month? They don't know what the base inside is.
So, maybe I'm not certain about this, but okay. If people...
So now you're given present. If you don't know, so how do you react to what you don't know? If that's your problem. What do people do when they don't know what they base into? Which state do they pick on? Maybe that's why the problem's bothering them. If you don't know, so what do you work? Do you normally work with assuming that there's a 30-day month or a 29-day month? That, I think, is your question. That's your problem. Yeah, it's true that you don't know. So now you know different things that people don't know. So now they're guessing based on the moon what they think. So then that's, you can make mistakes. It's not that there's 80% of people who go with a 30th and 20% go with 29th, which is, I guess, your question. There are the 80%.
51% of people guessing that
31, 51%. Not on. Right. 80% of people don't know, and therefore you guess. Now, what makes you decide to guess this way or that? Well, I don't know. People look at the moon. I think it's this, right? Or you can say, oh, there it is. And last month was like this, so I think this month will be like this. And, oh, I'm not sure.
We're assuming that one of the people, when he's made a statement that when he makes these two testimonies in their account, we're assuming that one of them is a guess, right?
Yes.
We're assuming that one of them is a guess. So we're saying that that guess, most likely that guess, most people that guess are wrong. Most people that guess are wrong.
Right?
But there's
more
people that get wrong. Is that what you're saying?
Are there more?
Most people who say a date are guessing. That's what I'm saying. Most people who say a date are guessing. So you have one guy says the third, and the other one guessed. And he came up with the second. So there's no steer between them, because they're both moving the third. Well, you can, because there's only one there above. It's okay.
Is it really that
he's guessing between the second and the third? That's what we're saying here with the hours, right? One says the third hour, one says the fifth hour. But they don't really know. People make a mistake of 2 hours. But you're guessing. I guess it means not guessing as well, throwing a number out of the hat. That's how I understood it, this day. Because I can make a mistake of a day. I can make a mistake of an hour. What day today is,
basically?
And what's the point of asking him? Because if he says it's the third, then he said the fifth. There's certainly no question. Yeah, sure, you had a question.
Yeah. If the person were to answer, I don't recall, and then subsequently something refreshes his memory, so now he does recall, that's not necessarily contradictory testimony, is it?
Right.
Okay, I just
want to... Yeah. Okay, that's it, yes? It's got quite a geschmack of tasteless. So don't start off with a line about Zayad v'chisoni. You should know this is Machlis Yishonim, this first opening line of tasteless, whether the Gemara means the Dakka or not. Tasteless understood the Gemara didn't mean the Dakka. The Gemara meant that... it could have said the other way around as well. And then tasteless had some good cousins. So what if you've got a release? Why can't we clarify a little bit further? So we do clarify that the day of the week is Mavritas, and the Galitas, what you meant in the day. So why do I need to come up to the road and the Gemara Ben Shemayim? Why do I have to come up to the road? Because otherwise I would never be able to accept the day of the week, because it's already been decided. Already Kim Shigit should be in the Chayz HaMagim. If you remember, we love Rashi said, which one did they ask first? Which day, which question did they ask first? The long Rashi, the first Rashi of the Gemara. Which one did they ask first? The day of the week or the day of the month? Right, and more than that. So Rashi said, yeah. But Rashi seemed to say that after the day of the week. And if it's true, there's no place of magic, right? If they ask on the day of the week, right, till it was on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, then they ask what day, and one said the third, one said the fifth. This should still be good ages, because there's no problem with Chayz or Magid, because you already said the same day of the week, right, should be still good ages. Yeah. So all going on the basis that they ask the date of the month before the day of the week. And they point out in Rashi that thing is, thing of salt from Yeshua. Rashi didn't mean it. The body goes the date of the month first, and then you move on to the day. Right.
Altogether.
So they set the day same day of the week. It should be okay.
Right.
Yeah. So 2 days apart, big deal. So can you take it? So in the market, should still be good either. Yeah. That's the oil that they had on Rashi. Then Tosfos said, you're telling me there's a vault because Kim Shekin should be in the place of Magid, and that's why by Rav, I need to come to Rav. Now I can understand if it's in the third and the fifth, why I can't accept the Eidus? Because since once in the third and once in the fifth, now Kim Shekin should be in the place of Magid, and you can't accept the Eidus when they say it was the same day of the week. I want to come to you, Yeshua. At one point, we see in Tosfos that it would seem to be in Tosfos that the day of the week has got more weight than the date of the month. It would seem to be. Because Tosfos is not saying, like Bernard says, that once you said the date of the month, so then, even if you would say the day of the week, and what's what Bernard was saying, even if you would say the day of the week, who tells you the day of the week is right? Maybe really the date of the month is their real agents. Right? And they happen to guess the same day, but they're really lying because they both meant two different dates. But they're not saying that. They're saying really the day of the week would be able to help us. Just can't because Kim Shaykh is showing the first of Magid. But really if they would do the same thing, did what I said. We would say it was the third of the month on a Thursday. And the other one says the fifth of the month on the Thursday. Sounds like some places you would be able to accept the Eidus. It's only because Kim Shehig is Shuvay Nechay Zom Magid. Right? That's what the day of, for some reason, people know more what's going on in the date of the week, the day of the week, than the days of the month.
Every day is Shushon Yom, whether I'm ready to take for that day or not. And
there's
also
lots of demands. Right, lots of demands
in other places. I'll give you your word. The moment you take off the day of the week, the best day of the week.
Right, it seems to say there's not things and say we would accept it. Because we would say, straight up, he corrected himself, he wasn't holding so well. It seems to say that the day of the week has got more weight than the day of the month.
So we see that if all people are the majority of people, might in fact be heard of others, so they may have the wrong day.
Yeah, but even 2 days ago. Yeah.
Even by Rashi, it's the exact which day of the week first. And then they look at the station. And then they testify, one says the third, the other one says the fifth. Okay. Right there, because it's not, as long as you're one day apart, then you have that majority that votes.
But even if they're 2 days apart, it should still be okay because the Kim Shehigis, they said the right day of the week. So they can't like correct themselves and change it to another day. So it should be accepted Eidus.
No, but I thought that there's different
the sense
that they get any of them wrong,
if
the
Eidus
is out.
Oh, very good.
So by Rashi, it still would work. It still be problematic for 2 days apart because the majority aren't 2 days apart.
And therefore, the Eidus that you can't do Azalot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not, it's a good Ahar, man. It's not Mukhash because you can still do Azalot if I do it. You were with us from this date till this date. If you've got 2 days apart, say this, you made a mistake of 2 days, so you're with us from the first to the fifth. So it's still shy to be Muslim. Mm-hmm. The date has to be possible to do as well as it. So as long as you've got some type of beginning and end to say when you were with us, things still do as well.
So the part then the part then we give them leeway at the beginning of the day or the end of the day.
Okay. From these 2 days together.
Right.
That's what's master from Tosfos. Okay, that was this Tosfos, the first Tosfos on Amud Aleph, on Amud Beis, which we did know well. There's a next Tosfos, but it's not a typical Tosfos, it's just you have to be a type of person that knows about hours of the days, and I don't know, it's generally confuses people, unless you're a type of person who knows how to work a calendar. But the problem of Tosfos was, how can you accept Eidus at the beginning of the if one to the second hour, one to the third hour, if you know about how the clock works, the second hour is the heart begins before Netzachama and ends after Netzachama. So it's 90 minutes from Aleich HaShach until Netzachama, or 72 minutes from Aleich HaShach until Netzachama. Whichever one it is the beginning of the second hour is before Netz. So somebody says the second hour and answer third, it should clearly be able to see whether they're wrong, because before Netz and after Netz, you should be able to see, right? You should be able to see the difference between before Netz and after Netz. How can we accept such an ideas? That's Tzitzis' question, and Tzitzis says, no, if you would see before Netz, one should clearly happen before Netz, one should after Netz, so we can't accept such ideas, because that's something which is not compatible. But when somebody says the second hour, he didn't realize that the second hour begins before Netz. He thought the second hour begins after Netz. Right? So Mela, we can accept that such a Idris is still compatible between the second or third hour. So it's compatible the second hour. When he said the second hour, he thought the second hour begins after Netzachal. Come upon, it fits in better according to those that say the Netzachal begins 72 minutes after Aleich HaShach. So it's like 12 minutes after the beginning of the second hour. So if I think it makes us a mistake to say that. That's the second thesis. The third thesis on the sugya is El Amarava, which we spoke about there here last week, and we'll do it again tomorrow inside. That's why I said we're not going into it. Right. Everyone agrees to that. Everyone agrees, even the Goyen agrees, that the day begins Aleich HaShach and the night begins and the Tzitzis Kechol. Nobody's going to say it's going to be Shabbos after Shir. Nachon? And nobody says if you blow Sefer before Netzachama, you're not Yetzir. As long as after Aleich HaShach. So everyone agrees Aleich HaShach is the beginning of the day, and then Tzitzis comes to the end of the day. It's just a question regarding the 10 hours. So that's not for now. Okay, so what we have to learn together for Klachana is from Tanam, from the Mishnah Tanam, from where we end off last time, until, just hold on a second, until the third line down on Amud Beit. Okay, it's half an Amud. Tanam on halfway down the page, until the third line down on Amud Aleph. So I just want to say one thing regarding this Yom HaShach, which now we've all heard about. It just struck me on Friday. There wasn't very good publication about it, don't mind saying, but just on Friday, it struck me, the way it's working is that every organization is basically soliciting for funds for themselves, and there's also like a general fund, which people that aren't having particular maestros going to the general pot. Now the minor in this, the big plus for every personal maestro is that every shekel that's raised by that maestros goes to that maestros without any additional cost. Every fundraising is sure will tell us. Every fundraising has costs. Has costs, the website and the persona. There's a tremendous cost about this. But the mind of this way they've done it is that every shekel raised, it goes to raise the sheet of the graph with no cost at all. They don't actually have to pay any cost whatsoever, whether the act is welcome some other one, that this mission is that there's absolutely, there's 100% going for that. That's how you're going to it's an opportunity which is a very rare opportunity, which obviously is not a schmuck to approach people and things, but it's an opportunity which is not worthwhile missing. I bumped into Rosh Kailov from another place, I don't say his name, and he's also doing it. I said, yeah, man, it's an amazing opportunity. She said, yeah, but his people, they don't like asking. So I said, we should explain to them, it's a much opportunity which they can help out the Australian. Instead of them having to fundraise for things, you can help them out. He says it's a hard thing to tell to others, to help the people that he's helping out, so they should help him out. It's true. But it's an opportunity which we should try and take advantage of those that can, and every shekel gained is a shekel gained.
Every
Tuesday, yeah, we have
shekel.
Yeah, Upstairs.
Which Tuesday is it?
This Tuesday.
Tuesday's time.
Uh-huh. So I gave out the Daf in for everyone that those of us that
are doing something else. Yeah, yeah. What's
not
only
getting into the...
I'm not sure. I don't know the details of this. I'm not sure what time we're getting together. It's happening in the Grove, I know. But where, what time, I don't know.